Welcome back to the Happily Hormonal podcast. So today I am going to be addressing a topic that I recently saw my students talking about, especially some women who are new to Nourish Your Hormones and coming in and talking about their goals and really wanting to change the way that they're thinking about their bodies. And a topic that came up was that they were feeling like their body hates them. And I really thought that that was such powerful wording and something that I really wanted to address because I remember feeling that way in the past and there's so much hope on the other side. And so I just want to encourage you today, if you have been in a place where you're feeling like your body hates you, it's working against you, there is so much goodness on the other side of learning to lean in and to trust your body. And if that sounds impossible right now, I would challenge you to listen to this and have an open mind and an open heart because I really want to just lift you up today. Welcome to the Happily Hormonal podcast. Now, if you're a little iffy on whether or not the word hormonal is a good one, you're in the right place. My name is Leisha Drews, registered nurse and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner turned holistic hormone coach. And after going through my own hormone journey and having my three babies, I actually believe that our hormones are one of the greatest gifts that we've been given as women, and that no matter what you've been told, it's possible for you to have thriving energy, good periods, and a stable mood all month long, and I am here to show you the way. I think it's time to change the narrative around words like hormones and hormonal and start to reclaim the power that we truly have as women, which is a power to change not only our own health, but the health of all of our family for generations to come. Hormone balance doesn't have to feel hard. It can actually feel simple and fun when we do it in a way that aligns with how our bodies were made. If you're ready to start trusting your body again and feeling really good in that beautiful body that you've been given, then grab yourself a yummy drink and maybe a snack and let's do this. Okay, so let's dive in. So if you can really identify with the phrase, I feel like my body hates me, or even maybe not quite that extreme, but just feeling like your body is working against you and you feel really frustrated with the symptoms that you're having with your cycle or even just with your health in general, then I am really excited to just chat through this today because I definitely remember feeling this way. And so seeing this conversation really encouraged me to go back to how I was feeling then. And especially in my late teens and early 20s, definitely felt that way. Like I felt like my body hated me. And some of the ways that came up for me was I had really bad acne as a teenager. And I still have scars today because of that acne. And so it's something that I remember and I can so just identify with when my clients come to me and my students come to me saying that they have hormonal acne. And while I don't have it in my 30s now, and I'm super thankful for that, I do remember how that felt. And so hormonal acne is one of the ways that I felt like my body was just working against me and my body hated me because it was so embarrassing and it was just frustrating and like front and center, right? When anyone met me, then they saw my acne. And so that was one of the ways that I like really felt like my body was working against me. And I was doing everything, quote unquote, right in that season. Like I was going to a dermatologist and I took birth control for my acne. I took Accutane for my acne. I took a million jillion antibiotics. I did all the creams. I did Proactive. I did the prescription creams for my face. And looking back, of course, those are things that I would actually do now because there's so much more that I know about how our bodies work and how the underlying causes of acne come up. But I didn't understand that then. And so because I didn't have the full picture, I really felt like my body was working against me. The same thing happened with my periods. My periods were really irregular. Sometimes they were really painful. And I truly had no idea what was going on in my body. So I took birth control for a couple of years on and off, like before I got married, after I got married. And while it's helped with the regularity, I was still having like breakthrough bleeding. And even when I was on birth control, actually, this is how really out of touch with my body I was. My periods would be late basically every month. And I guess I was using an app and it was saying that my periods should be like 28 days or 30 days. So they were always like 4 or 5 days late because my cycles were like 33 or 35 days. And so every single month I would take pregnancy tests, even when I was on birth control, because I was like, well, I've heard of people who get pregnant on birth control. So maybe that's me. Maybe I'm pregnant. And it seems like, I can't remember exactly, to be honest, but if I was taking pregnancy tests while I was on birth control, it seems like my cycles weren't even like super regulated with birth control. And so either way, like I had these irregular cycles. And again, I felt like my body was working against me because I would have breast tenderness and I would have some PMS symptoms and then I'd have painful periods when my period showed up and I never really knew when it was coming. And what I was told basically is birth control will fix it, which birth control for me did not actually fix that problem. I had a lot of spotting. I had mood changes with birth control and I tried all the kinds because that's what I was given as an option. And again, like it came from a lack of understanding because I didn't actually understand how my cycle worked at all. I just really was like, well, the app doesn't say I'm ovulating or it does say I'm ovulating. And this is later when I got off of birth control, at least I did know that ovulation was a thing, but that was basically it. I had no idea how to actually tell for myself. And so again, like I felt like my body was working against me when every single month I would be stressed out because I thought that I was pregnant. And then when I actually was pregnant, then even at that point, I was like, what in the world is happening? My body, it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. It wasn't supposed to be ovulating at that point or whatever I was thinking in that moment. It just really came back to my understanding of the situation. And I think that realizing when we think about something that has rules in our life. So let's say like math, because everyone loves math. So that's why I'm going to talk about it for sure. But like when you don't understand math, when you're like bad at math or you're learning math, it can be the most frustrating thing ever. And if you're not like a math whiz, it might not make sense to you, right? And it feels like math hates you. But truly, like math doesn't hate you. Math doesn't care about you. Math is just math. It has its rules. And with that being said, when you start to understand those rules, when you start to understand how to add and how to multiply and how to divide, and you feel more confident in how math works, you're not going to feel like math hates you anymore. And the same thing happens with your body. When you start to understand more what is going on in your body, and when you start to understand the rules of how your body works. Now, I would say, because I haven't taken like super advanced math, I would say the body's a lot more complicated than math. And I think that is definitely true. And the same principle still applies that when you don't understand what's going on, then you're going to feel like it's working against you. And so one of the ways that I have really been able to change the narrative for myself over time is by really starting to do my own research and dive in and look for answers. Because once I understood how my body was working, it was really clear looking back that my acne that I had was because I had gut issues, because I had liver issues, and no one was addressing nutrition for me. My mom asked the doctor, the dermatologist, if I should maybe not be eating like chocolate or fries or something, because those are things that she had heard would be Hey friends, sorry to interrupt, but I have something new and free for you. So it's going to be worth it. I just created a private pod course that is going to teach you all about how to actually balance your blood sugar for happier hormones and more stable moods and energy. And I'm giving away the first two episodes completely free. All you have to do is sign up and grab those and you will have complete access right away. Your link is in the show notes and I will see you in there. More of a trigger for acne. And he was like, nope, that's a myth. Like, doesn't matter. You can eat whatever you want. You just need, you know, just happens sometimes. Some people just have acne. But with that being said, if I had been able to understand at that point, or even my mom had been able to understand at that point, what was going on under the surface, we would have been able to basically fix the problem. And I wouldn't have felt like my body was working against me, because I would have understood that working with my body was much more effective than trying to basically beat down these symptoms with a Band-Aid solution. And so when we come back to wherever you are right now with your symptoms, I really believe that so much of the time we really just need encouragement and we need support to be able to find the answers that we need so that we can start to work with our bodies. And we look at diet culture too. It's a really similar perspective that we have to just feed ourselves into shape. And that's, I feel like that's even a term, like whip yourself into shape or something like that. And so it comes with this connotation that we have to work against our bodies, right? And so when we feel like we are overweight or we need to lose weight or we want to tone up or something like that, it's almost immediately this perspective of how can I beat myself into submission? How can I work against what my body is doing right now because it's wrong? And we just have this underlying knowledge that what our body is doing is probably wrong. And so when we want to lose weight, we immediately think like, how can I be harder on myself? How can I restrict more? How can I make things more perfect so that my body will do what it's supposed to do? Because if it's not the shape exactly that we want, it must not be doing what it's supposed to do. Same thing with exercise. It's so easy to overcommit, to overexercise, because we have that same perspective that our body is working against us, that it needs to be beaten into submission, that there needs to be some sort of almost like pain, right? No pain, no gain. I'm thinking of all of these little cliches today that really, like, I think are damaging to our perspective about ourselves. And especially as women, there's so much perfectionism in the way that we think as women. And I'm coming across this more and more in my own life and with friends and clients and different people that I talk to. But when we have this perfectionist mindset, it is so all or nothing. So it's either we're on the wagon or we're off the wagon with our hormones, with our food. Either our symptoms are terrible or they're okay. And what I find is that there's so much that is to be found in the messy middle. There's so much that can be found by just taking one step at a time, starting to find the next answer versus feeling like you have to find all the answers to be able to move forward. And so I'm really going to just go into some of the things that I think can help the most in starting to dial back that perfectionist mindset, starting to dial back that basically being really hard on ourselves and feeling like we have to hate our bodies or that our bodies hate us if they're not feeling or looking the way that we want them to in this season. And I am 100% here for you feeling great. I think that should be really obvious from everything that I ever talk about in this podcast. And I think that it's 100% possible for you. And I do think that mindset of feeling like everything is against you is really holding you back and that your body is working against you. I think that perspective is what held me back for so many years, that really I had to work against my body to be able to make any progress. And when we're thinking that way, it's just so hard to be consistent because we really are truly working against what our bodies are telling us and what we truly want. And it just feels really gross. So I'm going to really just go into some of my tips and some things that have really helped me and helped some of my clients when we have been in this mindset of feeling like our bodies hate us and we're really working against them. So the first thing that I really want you to think about doing is just leaning in and asking why. So I'm going to use the example of someone who has really painful periods and a lot of PMS symptoms. So maybe it's mood changes and some breast tenderness prior to your cycle. And so if you want to look at that as your body hates you and your body is working against you, you can absolutely find evidence for that because you don't feel good. So it's really easy to find evidence like, man, my body is not balanced. My hormones are not balanced. It's working against me. It's not working the way that I hear on this podcast that it should be working. And so something must be wrong with me. Either I'm doing something wrong, my body's not responding, I don't have the answers. There can be a lot of shame and guilt associated with that when we go down that mental pathway. I find that it can be really helpful to get curious instead and to lean in and to ask why. And you don't have to have the whole picture of the why for the why to be helpful to ask. And so if you're struggling with that PMS and the painful periods, then the first step in asking why is just listening to your body. So you're noticing that your mood changes before your period. You're noticing that there's breast tenderness. You're noticing that you have painful periods. Sometimes the why is truly that you're not listening to what your body is telling you. And so when your mood changes and your capacity changes with PMS, you're just powering through. You're not slowing down a little bit. You're not leaning into a little bit more rest before your period starts. You're not noticing that the months that you are more stressed, that your period is worse. Maybe you're not even like tracking the symptoms. Or if you are leaning into that and you're listening to the symptoms and you're trying to answer them, then maybe you don't have the full understanding of why something like that can happen. And so again, like we don't need to have all of the answers for some of the answers to be helpful. And so with PMS, with painful periods, so often, the answer is that hormones are imbalanced, that there's too much estrogen And there can be lots of reasons that estrogen and progesterone are not balanced. But the answer to that is leaning into nourishment, leaning into supporting detoxification, and really, again, like understanding when those symptoms are coming up so that you know when to support your body. So that's my first tip, is really just taking a minute to lean in and to ask why. And I want you to come at this from a perspective of you're leaning in and asking why to someone that you love, or someone who loves you, that your body actually does love you and it's working with you. Your body's entire purpose is to keep you alive and keep you safe. And so much of the time, this stress response that's happening in our body is a response to the emotional things that are going on for us, or the toxins in our world, or the physical stressors, whatever that looks like. But your body is working as hard as possible to keep you safe. And that is often why your hormones are imbalanced, because it knows that when you are in fight or flight, when you're in this high stress mode, that it's not safe for you to have balanced hormones and optimal fertility, because it's not safe for you to have a baby right now. And whether or not fertility is even a concern for you, this concept still holds true, that your body is trying to protect you, and that it's trying to really send the nutrients and the support and the circulation and the energy, like all of those things that your body is regulating for you, it's sending it to where it's needed most. And when you're in survival mode, it's needed most in your brain. It's needed most in your heart. Like, you need that like immediate survival mechanism, and you don't necessarily need like really beautiful, healthy hair and like really clear skin and a really great sex drive when you're in survival mode. And so when those things are not happening, there's a reason, and it's because your body is keeping you safe. So as you're leaning in and you're asking why, really doing it from a perspective of, wow, my body is doing this because it loves me. And also, like, it's okay to admit that it really sucks and that you're not enjoying it. And your body is doing this because it loves you and because your body wants to survive. And so when you lean into that, your symptoms look a little bit different and the answers look a little bit different, because you can trust that your body really is trying to do the right thing, whether it is showing up in a way that feels appreciated in the moment or not, for sure. And then the next piece that I want to talk about is just taking the right next step. So again, not getting into that perfectionist mindset of, I have to have all the answers before I can take the first step. And this is where asking for help comes in. And this is where getting support comes in, because finding one next answer sometimes means that someone else will have the next steps after that for you. Or sometimes you can just find the next answer for yourself. And so in this example that I've been using of the PMS and the painful periods, I would say that the right next step is tracking your cycle and figuring out when these things are happening. And if you've been doing that, then really focusing in on your nourishment. Like, how are you loving your body? How are you nourishing your body? Are you eating a lot of foods that really truly are not serving you well? Or are you not eating enough? Are you still in that restriction mindset? Are you getting enough minerals? Are you getting consistency through the day with your food? Are you getting quality food? All of those things. I know that's a lot of questions, but like all of those things, one of those could be the right next step for you right now. And you don't have to know the next six steps to take the next one step. That can feel so hard. I personally would much prefer to have the next 10 steps in place and know exactly what they are before I take the next one. And that can also hold me in this paralysis and this perfection mindset where I'm like, well, I don't know the next 10, so I can't even do the next one and I'm just stuck here. And that really is a place that feels really frustrating. And again, like, it can come back to this, like, I feel like my body is working against me because we get stuck and we don't know how to move forward. And so definitely just taking like the right next step is really, really important and can be really encouraging. And then you just snowball from there. Okay. And then another step that I would love for you to take or to think about is just always focusing on your baselines. So say you take the right next step, and that is really supporting your minerals and getting in some adrenal cocktails, making sure you're not just drinking excessive amounts of plain water, that you're getting your electrolytes in, and that also you're paying attention to how you're feeling throughout the day with nourishment. Are you getting enough? Are you getting consistent food? Are you seeing a lot of cravings? Are you seeing a lot of energy dips? Is your blood sugar balance? If that is your next step and you're working on that for a while, you may realize that's a baseline for you. And a baseline is something that I always talk about with my students and my clients, as when you start to find something that's working for you and you know that it's working for you, then that is a baseline. So for me, a baseline is eating breakfast first thing in the morning, every single day within 30 to 60 minutes of waking up. Another baseline for me is making sure that I get enough sleep really consistently, because both of those things make a huge impact on my energy, on my mood, on my ability to show up for my kids, for my clients, for everything that I have going on in my life. And so once you start to realize, okay, this is something focused and simple and it is working for me, then you need to adjust that so that it is easier for you to be consistent with it. And you don't have to be consistent with every single thing. You don't have to be fancy with every single thing. But once you start to understand what your baselines are, then if you start to slip from those and you realize, huh, I'm really not feeling good again, or this last period was terrible. Oh, well, like I was stressed out and I skipped lunch 4 days this week because all the things were happening. Okay. Like it's not the end of the world and it's not that you've fallen off the wagon. It just means that something happened and there was stress and you strayed away from the things that you know work for you. But when you have that really solidified in your mind, like, okay, this is helping me, this is supporting me, and sometimes even knowing why, it is so much easier to get back to that versus feeling like you just have to start over and you don't know what works. So understanding what your baselines are and really just getting clear on how you can keep those consistent can be really, really helpful. And remembering too, especially when we're talking about nourishment with baselines, there are going to be phases in your cycle where it feels harder than other phases. Typically, luteal phase is where everything feels hard and it's easy to feel overwhelmed. It's easy to feel like maybe if you're having more cravings or you're feeling like you need to eat more food, it can feel really easy to get triggered, especially if weight loss is something that you're working on or something that you've had trouble with in the past. It can feel really hard to give yourself more. But if we think of nourishing our bodies like we would nourish someone we love, it really makes a difference. And one of the things that I like to talk about, especially for moms, is think of nourishing your body now the way that you wish you had or that you did nourish while you were pregnant. And just think of that love. Like it comes from such a different place than the way that we typically speak to ourselves. And so if we're thinking about like, how would I want to teach my daughter to speak to herself about her body or about her nourishment? Or even if you don't have kids, just thinking of someone that you love, it truly is a whole different thing than the way that we typically speak to ourselves. I honestly see that the mean girl syndrome comes up so often in really nice women when they're talking to themselves. And so just thinking about, if you feel like your body hates you, maybe it has to do with the way that you feel about your body and the way that you've been talking to yourself. And even just those small things throughout the day of giving yourself a hard time when things don't go well, it really can make a difference in just like the overall feeling that you have about your body. And so I just want to bring that up as well, that sometimes it's the language and the mental things that you have created as a habit, and that can actually make a really big difference in how you not only feel about your body, but how you feel your body feels about you. And then the last thing that I want to mention today before I wrap up is that when you're feeling this way, when you're feeling like your body is working against you and you're feeling like things are not working and you feel frustrated, this is where it's time to ask for help. And it's okay to ask for help. As women, a lot of times I know that it's really nice to be self-sufficient. It's really nice to just like have it all together and be the one who has the answers. And you're not always going to have the answers for everything. I don't have the answers for everything. I know so many amazing women and none of them have it all together when you really get to know them. So I just want to encourage you, like asking for help with your hormones, asking for help with your energy, asking for help with your mood, whatever that looks like, it's okay to do. And God has given us each other in community to be able to lift each other up. And we're all going to have our own specialties. And so when you start to get into this place of feeling like you are not loving your body, it's working against you, you're spiraling in those thoughts, then it's so helpful to have community and support to be able to reach out to. And I love that within my student community in Nourish Your Hormones, this is where this conversation started. And they were all encouraging each other and lifting each other up and saying, yeah, I felt like that too. And some of the women who have been working through these things longer were saying like, I have seen a change in this and I've seen this become better. And it's so encouraging to the other women who are coming in. And I'm always there to encourage them too and to lift you up. And especially as women who are cycling, our moods are going to change. Now, that doesn't mean we have to have big dramatic mood swings and we have to be depressed and we have to be anxious before our periods. But the truth is, we are not made to have the exact same emotions all the time. And so that's even more the power of community and the power of encouragement is that you're going to have friends or you're going to have people in the student community that are not in the same part of their cycle as you or not having as hard of a week as you're having or not having the same symptoms as you right now. And they're able to encourage you and to lift you up versus when you're just getting in your own head, it's so easy to not see the big picture, and it's so easy to see only where you are now and the negative things that are happening and really get stuck in that mindset that things are not working and that your body is working against you. So I would love to support you more on this. I'd love to hear your thoughts if this resonates with you. And truly, every single podcast episode that I record, like, my prayer is just that it's encouraging, that it's empowering, because as women, like, we truly, truly have the chance to change the world. We have the chance to change the world for our families, for our health, and just raising up generations to come who are willing to stand in their power as women and really even supporting our sons and our husbands in being able to understand how our hormones work and understand how our bodies work at a deeper level. Because when we are empowered in that, we have the capacity to do the things that we're really called to do. And we're not being drugged down by symptoms nearly as much. And we're not being drugged down by the fear that something is wrong with us or the perfection mindset. And we really have the ability to lift each other up and to be in community together, as well as to impact our future generations. So I hope that this was encouraging and uplifting to you, and I will see you next time. Any information shared on this podcast is solely for educational purposes, is not to be taken as medical advice or to be used as a diagnosis or a treatment plan for any medical condition. I'm sharing my educated opinions and experience, but nothing shared here can be taken on a one-size-fits-all basis. We always recommend that you do your own research, talk to your own doctors, and take full informed responsibility for any health and medical choices that you make. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today, for listening, and I hope that you were encouraged and learned something new. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you be willing to share it with a friend and to leave us a review? I believe that every woman deserves to understand her body and feel great in it, and you can help me in this mission by sharing the podcast. If you're also feeling like you're ready for the next step and you're really ready to dive in your hormone journey, my course, Nourish Your Hormones, is created specifically for you. It's a step-by-step blueprint to increase your metabolism, restore energy, and have better periods and mood every single month. I would love to connect with you, so come over and join me on my Instagram page, @LeishaDrews, and send me a message if you have questions or just want to tell me something that you enjoyed about this episode. I can't wait to meet you.